as a suction, so you place it directly over the wound, and it literally draws the poison back out of the wound.
Wow.
I mean, it's not going to get all of it,
yeah,
but it's going to get a majority of it, and if you can get any of it out, it's better than what you're going to end up with. So, yeah.
And that's a kill bite with a rattlesnake?
Yeah, they can kill you. We've had one member get killed.
But
he got hit in the main artery, and it killed him in about 7 minutes.
Jeez Louise, when was that?
Oh, that was back in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You guys are just as crazy as you used to be, though.
It's controlled fear, man.
I understand. Do you guys take fewer chances now, or are you just gotten smarter about it?
Well, yeah, I don't heal as fast at 55 as I did at 25, I got a little smarter and not as daring as I used to be. I still do some crazy stuff, me and Michael, all of us. But
yeah. You'll never wear gloves, so those kind of, you know how those canine guys train their dogs?
That's kind of like the film crew, the first time they came out to film us, they looked like we was training attack dogs. I mean, I'm like, dude, what y'all doing? We're not going to let them get that close to you. But
yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
We should have ran him through a rattlesnake scanner before he came in the studio today. Big Buck Classic starts tomorrow, and it's actually right as we go off the air. Overtime's actually going to kick things off this year, which is great. So 1 o'clock start, and again, kids' concessions are $1 all day tomorrow. So 1 to 9 tomorrow, 9 to 9 Saturday, 9 to 6 on Sunday, and it's always something we love to be part of. We're looking forward to it, and of course, Doug and the Rattlesnake guys are always the highlight. Sometimes, we have to change our underwear after we hang out with them for a couple hours, but so be it.
We'll be pretty nice to y'all this year. We got some pretty
heard it
good
all before.
Stuff for you.
Well, here's the thing: we have a Arkansas Big Buck Classic Virgin this year in the way of Matt Jones. He's a Razorback, former Razorback.
Yeah,
great.
He's a quarterback. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, he now does our 1-4 show.
And we'll see how fast he moves.
Well, he's pretty quick. His co-host has been terrorizing him all week, messing with him, saying, we're going to have snakes, and we'll make sure the tigers are there too. And he's like, nah, bro, I don't really do that. He's pretty laid back, dude. But it'll be interesting to see how quick he moves.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Tommy is down a little bit.
I know. I always look forward to scaring Tommy.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Well, you get another virgin, too, because RJ hadn't done a show out there. So,
oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
I told RJ he might want to get some Depends and bring out tomorrow.
Some more?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that'll be fun. So, what do you guys have specific show times, or you just kind of be doing stuff all through the day?
Oh, we'll be doing them all day long, especially when Tommy walks around.
Yeah.
you've been
a little freaked out a couple of times. There's been a line crossed.
Yeah, Doug crossed the line on me.
Wait a minute now. What happened was Tommy crawls off in the pit, and he said, okay, I'm going to get in this bathtub. He dropped on it, and he sat down in this bathtub, which is a stunt that we've done for years. Well, I said, okay, I'm going to give him the full experience. I just happened to be holding this big old snake. I just laid it down there in his lap. And Tommy, I didn't know the octave in his voice could get that low because it was like, now. Off of me right now.
Get the hell off me, man.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
It's bad.
Yeah. If you make a mess, does that freak the snakes out? I mean, do they have a good sense of smell?
Oh, yeah. You see them sticking their tongue in it out. They're collecting them particles out of the air, man. They're putting them in the roof of their mouth.
I don't want to be that close. Now, do you bring anything besides rattlesnakes?
Oh, yeah. We'll have, some copperheads, and we'll have cottonmouth, and we'll have some, non-venomous snakes there.
Are those as deadly?
Yeah, I mean they're all have the hemotoxic venom like the rattlesnake.
And okay,
it's just what's more common in the area that people around in this area will see, And of course, I didn't bring the cobra this year or nothing like that.
That's okay, it's PG-13 show.
I just don't want to kiss that cobra no more. Man.
I understand.
It's just
something about it. Bad breath.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for like 30 years.
That venom breath
will get
you.
I'm due. I'm like,
you've avoided death from so many times. Yeah. And that one you don't have much of a chance against, right?
Nah.
You get hit by that bad boy, it could get real ugly real fast.
I mean, when I had a long beard, I've been over to kiss him one time, and he struck up and hung in my beard.
My gosh.
I was like, man, it's over now, But I just don't like the cobra anymore,
Yeah, I can understand that. So who's been bit the most, Jackie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he got bit at the show a couple years ago, too.
Yeah, he got that bad bite in the hand here.
What's the total number for him?
11 now.
And you've been hospitalized before. How many times have you been bit?
5.
Okay.
Yeah. So I only count the ones right.
When was the last time?
It's impressive enough.
Oh, the last time, it's been years ago. It was, I got bit up here, but I didn't
just
tell
grazed them. A little
just
bit.
Just kind of scratched. I didn't
flesh
count
wound. So you got to figure it out now.
It explained to me the difference in a bad bite and a not so bad bite.
That was a not so bad?
Yeah.
It was not so bad as means they don't have to fillet your arm open and suck the poison out, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Some nasty pictures.
What's it about?
Tommy, what else can we look forward to this year?
Well, we've got, like you said, the highlight here with us. Of course, we got the live deer back. He actually bought some Silver Fox. They're going to be there.
Very cool. Not to be confused with Hope's husband, who we call the Silver Fox.
Big T. Yeah. Love him.
Then, of course, Donald brought the Tabby Tigers and the White Snow Tiger. I saw them this morning. They're really, I mean, they're just mesmerizing to look at.
Yeah,
I mean,
those things are nice. Yeah.
We've got a brand-new deer display, white-tailed deer display. Of course, you know, I mean, the hunters will bring their antlers in from what they've harvested here in Arkansas this year. Of course, that's always new. That's always different every year. What they bring in is different from last year. So everybody looks forward to that. Got all kinds of hunting supplies, tree stands, clothing, four-wheelers, climbing wall for the kids. The 4-H Center actually has got one complete building. The Farm and Ranch building. And totally free. All kinds of stuff in there for the kids' activities. And, you know, and it's like you said, when you get in the fairgrounds, what's cool about it is if you want to buy something or you want to, you know, carry some stuff back to your car, you don't have to go outside, come back. I mean, you can carry stuff to your car, come back to the buildings. Got plenty of food for everybody to eat, some Cokes and water and some other beverages, adult beverages.
Yeah. Well, the chili cook-off's fun, too. Of course, we've got that going on tomorrow. And we've upgraded a little bit this year. It's, you know, it's in the cattle barn. It's a very rustic feel, put it that way. but we've got chili, and it's all for Make-A-Wish, of course. We benefit that, and there's a competition going on. But this year, we got smart after, I don't know, 12 years of doing this, and we're adding heaters this year. So cool. There are going to be heaters in the cattle barn, and we're going to have a couple big-screen TVs. Arkansas tips off at 12:30 against South Carolina on Saturday, a crucial, critical game for the
Big
Hogs.
Game.
So you can eat chili, support Make-A-Wish, enjoy the Big Buck Classic, and watch the Hogs all in one fell swoop. How's that for a pitch?
I just can't think of a better place to spend your weekend.
That's what I'm
saying. That's it, buddy.
Hey, go. You know, and it's hard to get around there all in one day. So
yeah,
I think you need to come back a couple times at least.
Come back and enjoy it. Like I said, I mean, the Make-A-Wish thing, I'm glad you hit on that because that is really something we like doing. And we try to raise as much money as we can. And for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, even if we didn't quite make that $5,000 mark, we've kicked in the extra to make it. And so then we're going to do that again this year.
You're a good man. Well, we've got, of course, this week and then next week. We'll be getting qualifiers through the rest of this week, I guess, today. And I don't know if we're qualifying people on the air tomorrow or not, but you can qualify while you're out at the Big Buck Classic through the weekend. And then next weekend, of course, at Bradford Marina in North Little Rock, we're going to give away $10,000 cash.
That's exactly right.
And, of course, next week is also that Friday is our Make-A-Wish Radiothon where you guys will be presenting your check. So, yeah, it's a big couple weeks here.
Well, we're excited about it. Like I said, we're excited to see, you know, somebody win that 10K. And then, of course, you know, the Make-A-Wish thing speaks for itself. That's just a good program. We're glad to be involved.
Yeah, that's big.
So, Doug, how much longer are you going to do the TV show and all that? Do you have a time frame set?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I say I'm going to quit every year. But they keep upping the money a little bit, so I keep doing it, you know.
How many guys are all involved now?
On our bunch is me and Michael and Jackie, and then you got up. You have Riley and Dalton, and then you got Sean and Robert, and so.
You ever see those guys?
Oh yeah, I see them every now and again. But mostly, each one of us have our own film crew, and we go to different parts of the state, you know, and stuff like that. But we'll all get together sometime. Like, we don't. Sometimes we get a little crossways one another, so they try to keep us apart one another.
I understand. Who's more vicious, you guys or the rattlesnakes?
Oh, we've been doing it longer. So like I told them young guys, you know, old age and treachery will overcome youth and skill.
What's the best item you have made out of rattlesnake? What's your favorite item?
Well, you know, I've got 5 belts because I always had one made from something that bit me. You know?
Okay, I like that.
And I got a pretty nice checkbook that's made out of rattlesnake and stuff like
that. No boots?
I've got a vest. I don't have any boots.
I wouldn't either, I don't think, because I don't want my foot to be down there by them and him be like, hey, Mom, come after you. You don't need that.
Yeah, right. You know, I've got a pretty nice cane. You know, okay. I've got all kinds of stuff really made up of rattlesnakes.
Okay. Do you ever eat them?
Yeah, I've ate them.
How is it?
I mean, it's not bad if you don't think about what you're eating. You know, everybody says it tastes like chicken. Well, if it tastes like chicken, hell, I'm going to get some chicken.
That's what I'm saying.
You know.
Good thinking. I actually was reading about a place in town here today that has kangaroo burgers.
Really?
And I'm thinking...
Here?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know that I really want anything to do with that.
How fresh you think that is?
I'm out on that.
Doesn't that be fresh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even if they had their own kangaroo farm, I just feel weird eating it. I know they're so sweet and kind. I don't mind eating deer, though. They just look like it.
I never met a kangaroo, but I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I don't actually know any. They just look so cute and wonderful. I don't know.
I want them kicking me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's true.
Yeah. Keep it away.
I did love the old cartoon one that was a boxer. That was always a good one. All right, we'll be there tomorrow, and we hope that you'll join us. And chili cook-off Saturday too. And again, 1 to 9 tomorrow, 9 to 9 Saturday, 9 to 6 on Sunday, It's fun for the whole family. So
that's it. 10
I'm gonna get my
adults,
crew out there. Yeah,
5 for children, under 5 is free. Bring them out.
I like that. Yeah, it's a good family bargain. So and free parking.
It is free parking. That's right.
I can afford that for sure. Basketball. You follow Baylor?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Doug lives down in Waco, so I assume.
Yeah, I have
so.
A daughter that's got her master's from Baylor.
So. Is that right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. How about RG3? You ever run across him?
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, I ran across him at the AT&T store. You know?
Is that right?
Yeah, we were in there. And
did he recognize you?
Nah, he just.
He didn't watch the show?
Yeah. We just spoke. How you doing, man? He's doing well.
Yeah.
He's a real nice guy.
Seems like a good guy.
Super guy.
Well, hopefully he gets healthy again. Well, we like our basketball. We didn't fare too good the last time Arkansas played Baylor, but had a big game last night. Arkansas.
What was that? Was that in North Little Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
A few years ago with A.J. Walton?
Yeah.
That's the point guard from?
Yeah. He's from Hall.
Hall, right? Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is a good player.
Tough kid. Tough little kid.
But Arkansas last night, we had a bet yesterday. Arkansas was given 14, I think, on the line, and Pat said that he would give the points and take Arkansas. And I said, and the bet was if Arkansas didn't cover, he had to do 50 push-ups today. Well, Arkansas won by like almost 30. So.
I should have put 50K on that instead of 50 push-ups. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it worked out well, certainly. It was good to see Arkansas get things moving in the right direction. It was a huge win last night. And